Legacies. Book number one in the eight-book series The Corian Chronicles by L.E. Modisett Jr.
Charge! Torches forward! Crack! Crack! More rifle shots came from a handful of Maitrite foot who had appeared outside one of the smaller sheds to the east. Aloysius heard more hoofbeats from the north, but he concentrated on reining up and firing at the Maitrite foot. From somewhere else came a squad or more of Maitrite horses, and Aloysius barely had time to shove the rifle in its case and get his saber up and out. The first Maitrite to charge him was so inept with a blade that Aloysius was half-shocked when he swept inside the other's all-too-high strike and cut halfway through the trooper's throat. He almost lost the saber, but managed to hang on, and turn the gray in time to block a slash from a trooper far better than his compatriot. Aloysius lost track of everything, except forest green jackets and black ones, as mounts and troopers from both sides mixed in a melee.
The Prince of Shadows, by New York Times best-selling author Rachel Kane.
A plague on both your houses. They have made worm's meat of me. Your houses. He gripped my collar so tightly, I thought he meant to strangle me. Your houses, do you understand? It is a curse. Oh, God, take me in. I would not let him die here in the street, stared at and remarked upon by the common folk. Romeo seemed too stunned to act, so I stood, gathered Mercutio's body up in my arms, and walked through the square. If he was heavy, and he must have been, I did not feel it. I felt little, except a burning wish that he'd not die there on the ground, or in my arms, before we had reached some comfort.
Dreaming in Code. 2 dozen programmers, 3 years, 4,732 bugs, and 1 quest for transcendent software. By Scott Rosenberg.
The 1990s technology industry boom introduced us to the concept of internet time. The phrase meant different things to different people, but mostly it meant fast. Under the digital age's new temporal dispensation, everything would happen. Technologies would emerge, companies would rise, fortunes would be made at gasp-inducing speed. That meant you couldn't afford the time to perfect anything, but no need to worry because nobody else could either. Internet time proved fleeting and was quickly displaced by newer coinages untainted by association with a closed-out decade's investment fads. But the buzzword mongers were onto something. Time really does seem to behave differently around the act of making software. When things go well, you can lose track of passing hours in the state psychologists call flow. When things go badly, you get stuck, frozen between dimensions, unable to move or see a way forward. Either way, you've left the clock far behind. You're on software time.
The Honest Toddler. By Bumi Lodi Tan.
If you are listening to this audiobook right now, whether you bought it with money or just picked it up and ran to the car, you've made a good choice. Toddlers are misunderstood, and the one in your life is probably disappointed in you. Listen to this book if you want to get better at what should be your number one priority, making your small child happy. Don't skip ahead. This isn't a bedtime story, yeah, we know, but a manual that will revolutionize your life. You're welcome in advance. P.S. Grandmas, you're doing great. Keep it up. Love you.
Dear Honest Toddler, my 2-year-old is terrified of the vacuum cleaner, but I need to clean. What can I do? Messy in Bakersfield, California.
Dear Messy, kill the vacuum cleaner with a knife. You can always wipe down the house with damp newspaper. Lots of love, Honest Toddler.